Asheville's Hotel Aris last week unveiled a 14-foot steel sculpture at the northeast corner of Patton and Lexington Avenues. That sculpture was conceived and designed as an homage to street performers. But rather than feeling honored, some street performers suspect the sculpture was actually designed to push them out of one of downtown's prime performance spots. Several days after the installation, a trio of buskers performing across from Pack Square were eager to talk about the sculpture.
I respect them trying to make a monument to buskers.
In a spot that buskers actively play at,
Yeah. Like
the irony is just so strong and ridiculous.
They should tear down that sculpture and put a plaque on the wall to show their support for buskers and dedicate that stage for buskers.
On the Asheville Politics Facebook page, a regular magnet for varied outrage, one post declared, "The new busker statue downtown might even be more annoying than a real busker." One commenter in that thread likened it to, quote, "a developer tearing down an orchard, building a housing development, and calling it the orchard." That particularly rankles David McCartney, the general manager of the hotel and a 1975 graduate of Asheville High School. He said the hotel, which features nearly two dozen original works from regional artists inside the building, regularly hires performers for the patio facing Merriman Avenue, some from the busking community.
It's a much better place on the east side financially for them, performance-wise for them. It's certainly good for us to have a local busker on our patio. It's a win-win-win versus a corner that was never a performance area.
Well, that's not entirely so. As a binding condition for redeveloping the former BB&T building, City Council asked owner John McKibben to create a niche space at that corner for, quote, art, interpretation, or performance. Until last weekend's installation, that bare elevated niche attracted buskers, the occasional skateboarder, and during the summer's Black Lives Matter protests, some graffiti. All the way back to early 2019, McKibben talked of a sculpture honoring buskers for that corner. Asheville artist Chuck Brursema created the giant lattice stainless steel djembe drum that serves as a pedestal for three musicians, a fiddler, jug blower, and washboard scraper that Charlotte artist Ash Knight welded from a collage of steel strands and musical notes. Andrew Fletcher is a pianist, longtime busking advocate, and vice chair of Asheville's Downtown Commission. The hotel hired Fletcher to perform after the sculpture's unveiling.
There is a sad irony in seeing buskers represented in art but not in life on that corner. But what I think it really does is highlights the need to not rely on busking on private property and to deliver the sort of sidewalk and amenities needed for busking on public property.
The artist Ash Knight said he and Brursema were unaware buskers had performed on the site before installing their work.
Our intention in creating the work is obviously we want to celebrate those folks that are out there performing. Hopefully this sculpture will bring some good things and maybe even increase the awareness that buskers need spaces.
Hotel manager David McCartney.
We want to be engaged in Asheville. This is my childhood home. I want this hotel to be something that people are proud of to walk by and know that we're a part of the community.
In a separate but related issue, residents of the owned condominiums on the upper floors of the building are working with city staff and Fletcher to update the city's noise ordinance. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.